Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well. You know, there's some days, and Joey, you've heard me say this before, you just gotta try to find some topics. There's some days you got a lot to talk about, not enough time, like today, and then you have days where the storylines, one alone, could take you 3 hours. I'm going to say there are four storylines that can take me the rest of the hour. Number one, your NBA Finals. We know about the big injury, Kevin Durant. Anthony Davis, how does that affect it? The Pelicans, David Griffin spoke this morning via conference call in the Swin Cash hiring, mentioned his thoughts on the timetable of an AD trade. That's alone to carry it as well. Saints minicamp. Boom. That is another day's worth of topics. It's underway. Just walked outside. The team did. It is open to the public tomorrow and Thursday as well as today. 12 to 1:15, the public viewing portion. 12 to 1:15, the public viewing portion. They start at 11:15. That's indoors. That's for media. Then they walk outside to the highly anticipated cheers of the fans, and they get to have a good time out there. Now, the fourth big thing to talk about, extension. Saints and Cam Jordan. I remember I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. I want to say, Joey, when we had that golf tournament over there in the Houma area when John 4K was on there, I was talking about it. Deal after deal after deal, defensive ends, this free agency made to defensive ends that, you know what, for the most part, Cam Jordan had the same similar stats. And the Saints taking care of their own. I said two reasons you probably should do that. A, you want to reward a guy that has positioned himself, as Brian Enola East has mentioned several times here on the show, as the next face of the franchise, a team leader, speaking on social matters, speaking on the Pelicans, wants to wear Pelicans gear, flat out has said he's going to take care of Zion. All of these different things showing and saying he wants to be a part of this. And if you go to his Twitter, a while back, Cam Jordan mentioned that he had no plans whatsoever of ever leaving anywhere and that he wanted to stay and remain a Saint for some time. And I want to say that was over the weekend. I'm trying to find out exactly when that is as I'm scrolling through his timeline. But it was literally this weekend in which he did exactly. But he gets rewarded. And again, it's just picture after picture in the community, you name it. He's out there doing everything and the team rewarding him. 3-year extension is going to keep him a New Orleans Saint for the next 5 years through 2023. 3 years, $52.5 million, a max of $55 million with some incentives. Here's the key number, $42 million guaranteed. And again, that's the key. Puts him on par with a lot of the other players that have got a lot of their money as well. So that's really what kind of stands out to me, is they took care of him. And again, you saw him during the softball game last week, in which he was having fun doing the trot. And again, he's just a guy that wants to be around. And I think more than anything, he just, you know, wants to be a Saint. You got to take care of him. And he's producing for you. So the other issue as to why I say it's time to make sure that that stuff happens now is because you got a couple of paydays, right? So we can talk a little bit about this, 800-998-1003 here as well, as you take a look at some of the paydays that have happened and what's coming. You know, Michael Thomas is next. That's the next one. And then at some point in time, it's going to be Alvin Kamara. It's going to be Marshawn Lattimore. You want to stagger it. That's one thing that I said. His deal had 2 years left. First off, it was not going to be anywhere on par with where he should be with everyone else for 2 years. So he didn't want to risk unhappiness. I wouldn't say that it was going to be a situation or an issue that he would have held out or done anything like that. I don't think he would have done that. But I think one of the things that you do with this aspect of it and take care of it is you do have a situation now where he has his money, $42 million, it's guaranteed, you've taken care of him, and again, you staggered it. You know the Saints better than anybody. Have a great opportunity, and really, not even opportunity, they know how to do this, how to stagger the paychecks, how to pay you now, how to pay you later, how to do all that, so it makes a ton of sense. $52.5 million deal again, that is the way to do it for the four-time Pro Bowler. And look, like I said, it makes a ton of sense, and it is done. So Cam Jordan taken care of. Saints minicamp. That's the other storylines I said out of the four that I could do 3 hours on. Saints minicamp underway. Only the remaining practices before, of course, they wrap up and go to training camp. So a couple of the storylines that we've been talking on, more than anything, is really fans' first opportunity to be able to see the new draft picks, the new free agent acquisitions. And again, just some storylines as to who's out there and who's not. So I'll be keeping tabs. Jordan, the intern, of course, is out there, and he will be providing updates for us here as well. Since it is open to the public, you can tweet. So you will be seeing some things about practice on Twitter. We'll be reporting it here as well. No pictures can be taken, but you can tweet since it is open to the public. So you still will be seeing some things. First thing I want to know is Cameron Meredith out there, right? I mean, is Cameron Meredith out there? He's a guy that has not been at any of the OTAs. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to be out there at all. And, one of the things that you want to pay attention to is who are some of those players that have and haven't gotten to it. You're going to see it on your timeline. Don't freak out. Okay. No Drew Brees at today's mini camp. Remember, Drew was not at the mini, at the OTA last week when we were able to go on a Tuesday. And the reason that that took place and happened was, remember, he's in that trial for the jeweler that, you know, they allege ripped him off and all that. So he's doing court business, Joey. Court business is what he's doing over there as to why, you know, he hadn't seen Drew Brees. So I'm assuming that's probably why he's not there as well. But no Drew Brees today. Again, does not mean he's not hurt. Does not mean he's hurt. Does not mean all that, because we saw him actually in court in some photos of that last week, which is why he went at the OTAs. And Coach Payton said, look, if you're not here, I probably know why you're not here, and no big deal. It is a mandatory minicamp, but he's not here today. Which means, though, it's an opportunity and a good opportunity for Teddy Bridgewater. Once again, getting all of these reps with the ones, all of these reps with the first string, and more importantly for you fans that get a chance to go out there. If you don't get a chance to go today, you can go tomorrow. You can go Thursday as well and get a chance to see number five. Maybe Brees is back by tomorrow, Thursday. I don't know. He's just not there today. Maybe Sean Payton might address and touch on that. That's coming up at 1:15. But again, it's something to kind of touch on and keep an eye on to see what Teddy can sort of start building report-wise with a lot of the receivers and everything. Again, one of the things when you go out there when it comes to receivers or what to pay attention to is something around the lines, too, of who else is sort of stepping up. Again, we were talking about it in the last couple of OTAs and the 3 weeks of OTAs that we're able to see. Ted Ginn, Michael Thomas seem to have, I wouldn't even say a grasp, but a good understanding, obviously, of that offense and seeming to be getting a lot of those catches at receiver. With Jared Cook there, that's your number three. You know, look, I think there's battles, obviously, for quote-unquote a third and fourth receiver. And, of course, they'll be on the roster spot. But I think it's kind of up for grabs. And I mean by that is, look, Tre'Quan Smith, high draft pick. You kind of want to see him sort of take that next step. I give Jordan grief a little bit about it the last couple of weeks. But he said he's one of the players that he's keeping an eye on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I will, too. It'd be nice to see, hey, nice catch by number 10. You know, just nice catch by Tre'Quan Smith. Smith making a good catch. Again, it just would probably be something that wouldn't be a bad thing to kind of look at and see if that is what he's going to do, right? Because it's not that he hasn't, right? It's just, and again, I don't know what you're expecting. I don't, and I mean you, meaning me, myself, right? Am I expecting a 65, 70 yard pass when they're, you know, there's no one defending? It's difficult to sit there and say if a player is ascending, descending, improving, not improving, the works. That's something you ask the coach. And hope that he's honest and gives you feedback as to a situation to where maybe you can get an understanding on how he's doing, how he's progressing. Is he getting better? Is he not? So that's something that we can definitely touch on here over the next couple of hours. Again, Saints minicamp underway. It is open to the public today, tomorrow, and Thursday. The noon to 1:15 portion of the day is when you can go out there and go check it out. And, of course, as we've just been saying, the big news is the Cam Jordan extension turns 30 in July. So nice little birthday present, Joey. I don't know, when's the last time you got a birthday present of about 54 or 42 million guaranteed? Be nice for a birthday present, wouldn't it?
In another life.
Exactly. It would be, it'd be nice in another life. But anyway, so we'll keep eyes on that again. The big news is no Drew Brees. And I say that because you're going to see it on your timeline again. I have to imagine it has to do something with that. I think he's going to be just fine more than anything else. And getting an opportunity to play with the ones again is Teddy Bridgewater, maybe some of the other guys too as well. A couple of other players that reporters are saying they are keeping an eye out for but don't see. Chris Banjo, Larry Warford, who we've been, again, understanding he hasn't been playing in OTA as they said he was recovering from injury. And a couple of injuries that Sean Payton said he's recovering from, but he should be fine. And you've been seeing Nick Easton over at right guard and obviously Sheldon Rankins, and that's an Achilles injury. And we're going to talk about the big Achilles injury last night. That took place, and we will get to that here in the NBA Finals. A play and a situation that many are not holding back saying is going to change the face of the NBA, and really, how does it affect Anthony Davis? So we will see for sure. Ken Crawley with a nice pass block against Ted Ginn Jr. in one-on-one. So we'll be able to see that a lot today. Obviously, one-on-one battles and things of that would that way as well. All right, so finally, that's what I was scrolling for. Do not see the John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, who comes on the show with us, says he does not see Keith Kirkwood or Cameron Meredith. So for Cameron Meredith, I think red flags, right? I mean, if you haven't been to a single OTA that we've seen, now again, we can, I guess, say there's chances that he was in the other ones, but the odds that he hasn't been on the open ones that we've seen, right? And now he's not at the ones that everyone can see. He's not healthy. I now again, we saw him that first week of OTA working on the side. You know, not speculating, but speculating, right? You just wonder. When you go from seeing him to not seeing him for weeks, you wonder if he went and got cleaned something out or went back under. I don't know. It's just odd that he's not seen. Now, again, doesn't mean he's not inside rehabbing. So I'll say that. Doesn't mean he's not outside inside rehabbing. But stinks to not see Keith Kirkwood. You were hoping that he would maybe get the opportunity to get a couple of reps in and some opportunity while others had injuries. But Cam Meredith, Keith Kirkwood, Drew Brees among some of the players that are not there, as well as Larry Warford. We'll keep you posted on all that and more. First break we'll take. It is the Sports Hangover, where Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909. 909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer. them our way to Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover 800-998-1003 is the way to get involved on the show if you want to give your opinions. NBA Finals, again, to me, four storylines right off the top that just stick out. Kevin Durant, torn Achilles, suffering that Achilles injury yesterday. Big news all the way around. Brian Windhorst not holding back.
I don't mean to take the focus off tonight, but the NBA just changed. The NBA just changed. Next year, there's teams crawling all over themselves to get Durant. There's going to be this pecking order. There's teams making trades to clear salary cap space. The thought was he was going to be available on the market. The entire NBA just changed tonight.
Exactly. Well, Wojnarowski, as to who maybe is impacted the most.
I think the one player it really impacts is Kyrie Irving, because both the Knicks and the Nets hoped that Kyrie and KD would be a package deal, that they could sign both of them. Both are in position to sign them. And Kyrie Irving certainly has a significant interest in being back in New York. That's, if he leaves Boston, that's at the top of his list. And he, I've been told, is, you know, really focused on Brooklyn if he was to sign with one of the two New York teams. And so now the question is, for the Nets, for the Knicks, would you sign Kyrie Irving as a solo act without Kevin Durant? Or maybe Kevin Durant still would want to come and essentially he'd be a redshirt.
I think it could have an impact when it comes to Anthony Davis as well. We'll get into that here in a quick second. Anthony Davis, a topic as we bring in Brian Enola East. What's up, my friend? How are you this afternoon?
What's going on, brother? Doing well, man. Not as well as Cam Jordan, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Cam Jordan is having a good day. Let's start there, and then I want to touch on KD, because you and I have been really talking about this for a while. You have been leading the charge, trying to say to everybody, Cam Jordan, face of the franchise, in terms of how he's really stepped up the last couple of years, not only leadership-wise, but just active on social media, man, on the community. It seems like you scroll down his timeline the last couple of weeks, the dude's either out of school, somewhere eating lunch with his kids or his family, in the city, saying he wants to be here, talking about the Pelicans. I mean, he's just, it's almost, he almost feels like just one of us, right? I mean, he's so entrenched in the sports community here. And you and I talked about this on air. You got big paydays coming with the Saints. Do it now. Do it now. Make him happy. Do it now. You can stagger it. And then he's taken care of, and it sends the message to your team that we'll take care of you. 3 years, $52.5 million, a max of 55, $42 million guaranteed. And when you take a look at some of the numbers out there as well, when you put it all together, it's in excess of, something like $74 million left. So it's 5 years, 74, really, when you look at the totality of the deal. So, yes, he's very happy today.
Yeah, no question. And I think, you know, Cam, we have a little saying that's called Soap 504, and that's exactly what Cam Jordan is explaining. Whether he be at the Greek Fest, the Pelicans games, you find him all over the city. So he's definitely, you know, you can't tell him unless, you know, you have to prove it to him that his birth certificate doesn't say born New Orleans, Louisiana, because that's the way the guy acts. He loves being a member. And just recently he came out and said that he doesn't have to be the highest paid guy, you know, in the league, even though he does have better stats than most of those guys. He just wanted to be a Saint for life. And I think the Saints definitely took notice of that. And I think this is going to happen either way, but no question about it. Getting it done early, getting it done now, also sends a message to Michael Thomas that, hey, just come on in. We're going to take care of you because you've taken care of us. And also sends that message to Alvin Kamara, the Marshawn Lattimore, the Marcus Williams, the Von Bells. All of these guys understand now that the Saints will take care of you if you produce, because they just took care of Cam a year earlier than what they had to. So I'm definitely happy for Cam, especially because now I get more of Mr. Sweet Feet at practice that I can talk to and hear some of his comical sayings. Man, Cam is just the best, dude. I'm so happy for him right now.
I think it's telling to Brian, that you see nothing but positive things from media. And what I mean by that is this. You'll see, wow, somebody got paid or overpaid, or some people in the media just be like, wow, somebody just got a deserving contract or not. Everyone's like congratulating him or saying well-earned, well-deserved. The guy's just great in the locker room to us. I think he seems to be a really good teammate and leader. But, Brian, again, it's to your point. I think it just sends messages, man. It sends messages to a team. Because, look, if we're thinking about it, Brian, and talking about it, you gotta imagine when they get together for dinner, hanging out at the house, watching games, watching Game of Thrones, whatever it is the DBs and linemen do. They're probably sitting there going, look, man, this is a young team. At some point in time, everybody's contracts due. You know, they can't pay all of us. So how is it going to happen? But to see that happen, I think it just sends the right message. Look, this guy earned it. He deserved it. We're putting our money where our mouths are. If you perform for us, we'll take care of you.
Yeah, no question. Now, I do remember Cam tweeting out recently that, you know, besides the idea of him saying that he doesn't need to be the highest paid guy, he also mentioned a lot when I think somebody broke down his stats and kept saying how well he's done compared to others within the league. And Cam was like, wow, I didn't even realize I did that, but it looks like I got to do more. The man is like one of the leading sack, you know, getters over the past 3-4 seasons. And he's saying openly, I've got to do more. The triple-double season that he had, I got to do more. And it's crazy enough that it sounds, because he actually comes out the very next year and does more. The dude is only getting better, and as good as the D-line looks like it's going to be, he's going to have a lot more one-on-ones, especially if Davenport can progress the way he has over the last season, into his second year, that jump that, you know, those guys usually make. If Davenport makes that jump and it gives Cam more one-on-one, it's going to be a long night for offensive linemen all over the league.
Brian, we'll touch on quickly a few Saints topics on Saints minicamp, the open portion to the public right now going on. Look, we know Drew Brees, we're probably imagining, has to do with the trial that he's doing right now, or the lawsuit. I mean, I want to say it that way. He's not in trouble. He's trying to get some money back. It's got to be Cam Meredith, again, not playing. And I mean, Brian, look, he could be inside rehabbing. He could. But if we saw him outside doing side work, week one of OTAs, and haven't seen him since, am I wrong to kind of wonder, at least, if he's not in town and maybe underwent something? I have nothing to base that on. This is just intuition.
It's the same on my part. Pure speculation. But the last time we saw Cameron Meredith actually looking somewhat healthy, he was in Dusseldorf, Germany, home of world-renowned surgeon that does this platelet surgery, that they go in, they take it, they put it into a machine, they spin the platelets, they put it back into your knee or whatever ligament it is in order to get healthy. The two athletes who have went to Dusseldorf, Germany recently, Kobe Bryant, Peyton Manning, those guys came back trying to find some type of answers for whatever that was ailing them at the time, came back, was able to get healthy. Cam Meredith still can't seem to get that, you know, get past whatever it is that's going on. He still isn't 100% healthy. And, I mean, at this point, you you got to look at him as damaged goods and say, you know, luckily Keith Kirkwood and guys like that have emerged. Oh, by the way, the Saints are bringing in yet another receiver. Rashard Matthews is flying out today. Former Eagle, former Jet, former Titan. That's not saying a lot of good things about Cam Meredith if the Saints are continually bringing in wide receivers.
Yeah, no doubt. So we'll keep an eye and see what comes out of the next couple of days of practice. Yes, we're talking about practice, Brian, because after that is 6 weeks, man, and then it's training camp, and you're getting really ready for the regular season. So let me ask you this. You're going to talk about this Thursday when you do the show. What specifically do you want to see by Thursday when you're doing the show? Do you want to see a guy or two maybe step up a bit or two? But Jordan says – Not Cameron Meredith, Traquan Smith, just a catch, a catch that's in traffic, a catch and run, something that makes the crowd go, ooh. Is he wrong on that?
I don't think he's wrong on that. I think Traquan has a long way to go from last year. He kind of hit that rookie wall, and it seems like he hit it right around the time when college season ends. So it looks like around week 12 is right around the time when Traquan Smith hit that rookie wall, not really prepared for what the long NFL season with high expectations can do to these young guys, especially coming from a program like Central Florida to where they played in some games but not really big games like every week in the NFL. Huge game. It's an opponent that, you know, that their DBs run just as fast as the wide receiver, so you're not wide open. You got to make yourself get open. So I think he just hit a rookie wall. I think he'll be fine. I'm actually more interested in seeing what happens on the defensive end. I want practice after practice between Wednesday and Thursday. I want reports telling me that the defense was winning and not Teddy Bridgewater was carving them up. That's what I really want to hear, because I think the Saints are only going to go as far as the defense takes them. And I know the offense is going to be the 2011 offense, but I still want to see the defense create those turnovers like 2009.
It's interesting you say that, because I actually want to hear that Teddy Bridgewater has looked good. It's not that he didn't look good in the last OTA, in which he got to work with the ones, but a couple of people said, look, he kind of struggled in red zone. And again, this is his opportunity. I want to see him make some nice plays and reads. To your point, though, I'm with you. I think the defense, from when I saw that last OTA, Brian, I made the comment last week on the show. I said, They just look like one unit. You know, you had no turnover at every position. All the position coaches, meaning they're back. They didn't leave. And for the most part, all the starters are back. You added one or two tops through free agency or whatever. So it'll work that way. So I think for that standpoint, everything works. Let me transition quickly to the NBA, my friend, because, one thing that stands out to me, obviously, from the NBA Finals, which I'll get your take on, and what happened with the KD. Scott Kushner, I think, headlined it best, right? Buckle up, Anthony Davis trade saga, now a full-blown confrontation with the Pelicans. Both sides sending national volleys out, if you will, Brian. The Pels nationally letting it be known, here's the game plan, this is the framework. We want an all-star player. We want a young player with all-star potential, and we want two first-round picks. That's what we're looking for. We're open to a multi-team trade in order for that to happen. Then yesterday afternoon, early evening, the Clutch Camp came out and said, yeah, that's all fine and dandy. Y'all can do it. Lakers and Knicks are the only two teams that we're doing the long-term deal with. So they came out and tried to get some leverage out of the deal. The Pels are trying to get leverage out of the deal. What do you make out of both reports?
I think you nailed it. I think that David Griffin and Clutch Sports are having a back-and-forth war going on right now, and it starts with the idea of, I believe in the meeting, David Griffin kind of told Anthony Davis, we're going to get you out of here. What we need you to do is keep quiet. So when the reports came out that, you know, Anthony Davis, you know, what it takes to get him, well, of course, Clutch Sports knows that the Lakers don't have that. And that's what Anthony, or the Knicks, they don't have an all-star to send back. They don't have a potential all-star to send back. So in that case, you're basically saying the Lakers and the Knicks are out. So Clutch actually puts out the idea of, well, if it's not the Lakers and the Knicks, Anthony's not going to sign long-term. The counteraction to that was David Griffin saying, okay, well, the Pelicans are now looking to trade Anthony Davis by this coming weekend. So now Clutch hasn't answered just yet, because there's no move for that, because that means that's any team that could be in play, any team of the 29 that Anthony Davis said he wouldn't mind going to, by the way. So, I mean, I just think that right now David Griffin is doing what we wanted David Griffin to do, which is kind of basically put Clutch Sports in check and say, you guys don't run this, I do.
You know, I got to be honest with you. The fan side of me kind of came out, Brian. The fan side of me kind of came out when I saw that report. I'm like, you know what? I can't wait for this guy to leave. I mean, seriously, I can't wait for this guy to leave, because And I don't want to come across as sour grapes, Brian. I really don't, because I do believe until he made the decision. And look, let me preface this. You're your own man. You make your own decisions. Okay. Now you can say you're influenced. You can say you're an easily influenced individual. At the end of the day, you make your own decisions and you're judged by the decisions you make. Okay. But Brian, you and I defended this guy for 6 years, man, before he made that switch to clutch. The guy, I thought he played hard. I didn't think he was glass. I thought he got hurt a lot in hustle plays. I think you saw him try. You really never heard him go off in the media when he probably could, like most players probably do when they're not winning. During All-Star games, during postseason last year, all the guy said was he loved the city and he wanted to be here. So I do think he got mixed in, but at the same time, as I said, you're your own man, you make your own decisions. So all that said, I can't think of a person more turning villain than this, because I'm watching this yesterday and I'm seeing the responses and I'm reading this. I'm like, I can't wait for you to leave because you're a fraud. You cannot sit there and say all 29 teams in February at the All-Star game. And then you literally picked, Brian, you know this, the two teams that have the most losses in his time in the NBA, the LA Lakers and New York Knicks. Disaster franchises, by the way.
Yeah, no question, especially what's going on right now with both front offices. Now, I think the Knicks have tried to stabilize theirs, but the Lakers are just a mess right now. Nobody knows who's in charge. I mean, basically, it's clutch sports basically dictating everything that goes on. And as you said, Gus, Anthony Davis, you know, I look at Anthony right now as a gift and a curse. Had he not come out, and basically you nailed it when you said this, Gail Benson had to ask herself, who turns down $240 million? At that moment, she cleaned house. Now we have a brand new regime with the addition of Swing Cash and everyone else, like David Griffin and, of course, the head trainer from the Phoenix Suns, world-renowned for getting guys like Shaq and all these guys back healthy and back at it. So, I mean, now you have a brand new structure, and I think Anthony Davis is solely responsible for that. Had he not come out and say he doesn't want to, maybe things stay the status quo. So I'm not totally mad at him at that. But when I do look at him, I do agree he's a fraud. Because you're allowing everyone else to dictate what happens with you, and they don't even have your best interest in mind. Because if they did, then they would automatically let you know if winning is your thing, you can't go to the Lakers and you can't go to the Knicks to win. If market is your thing, okay, we'll get you there. But the problem with Anthony Davis, he has the personality of watching paint dry. You're not going to get endorsements if you're a boring guy.
Wait a minute. That was an Oscar performance in the Motor Oil commercial. I mean, come on now.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Thank you. I mean, thank you. And then the MIB commercial. I mean, you know, when he plays an alien. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, that's Clint Eastwood like.
You know, let's not forget, he's probably going to be in Space Jam 2, which is going to solidify
He's going to be LBJ's best buddy right there. Look, let me tell you something. Here's the one thing, and this is all serious as we close up here. And again, Brian's going to host the show here on Thursday because I might be at the beach. So here's the thing that I think is going to be interesting. The Kevin Durant injury yesterday. You and I were tweeting and texting this last night to one another. Whether it should have happened or not. Fact is, he's not playing next year. I mean, he's not playing the regular season. I'd have a hard time believing that. There's two things that can happen. He signs the player option, stays with the Warriors for $31 million, and then he's a free agent after that. He agrees to, you know, the Warriors maybe feeling bad, offer him the max, say stay with us. He does that. Either way, my point is this: if you're the Knicks, do you have to now full court press? All in, you're not getting KD. Or maybe, I mean, Wojnarowski says he can still have some options. The Knicks may throw the max out and say, we'll see you in 4 years, you know, and rather than have you for five, because we know you'll come back in a year. Maybe they do that or not. Does this change AD's Lakers or Knicks only?
Yes, it absolutely does. But it doesn't change it from Anthony's perspective. If you still had the Lakers and the Knicks in mind, then, you know, it is what it is. But when it comes down to it, now what it does, especially with the idea that Kawhi Leonard is one win away from, you know, clutching an NBA Finals, it's going to make more teams believe that they can gamble on Anthony Davis, and it makes Anthony Davis now the prized possession in free agency. Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, you know, Kyrie Irving, none of these guys hold a candle to what people believe Anthony Davis can do for their franchise. So, therefore, the Pelicans' price just went up. If David Griffin was asking for an all-star, a guy who could potentially be an all-star, two first-round picks, that asking price just changed. change. It is now went up and get him in while you can, because if not, you'll be losing out on free agency. Because let's just be honest, Jimmy Butler's not leaving Philadelphia. I mean, he'd be stupid too, because they can give him the match money, and that's what he's really chasing. He's not going to go to L.A. Kawhi Leonard may not go to the Clippers, and if he does, he's definitely not joining LeBron with the Lakers. So what exactly are you getting if you're the Lakers or the Knicks, especially if Kyrie's talking about going to Brooklyn and he just bought a house in South Orange, New Jersey? This is going to be the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. Come with your best bets, and if Anthony Davis decides that he's not going to re-sign where he goes, that's not the Pelicans' problem. That's on whatever team trades for him.
Well, I'll say this. David Griffin this morning on the potential Anthony Davis deal before the draft. You don't anticipate anything major of significance other than the meeting with Zion and his family this week. I never anticipate that. I'm open-minded. I think we all are. There's a point at which we act. If things evolve in such a way that it's time for us to make a decision relative to Anthony Davis or any part of the organization, we will. But we're not in a hurry to do anything. We don't feel there's a time sensitivity to anything we're talking about. That includes AD's desire to stay or not stay. It's not something there's a shot clock on. I love this man. I really do.
You know what I love most about it? He's basically telling Anthony, you can have your guys bark all day long. I don't have to open the door to let you out. And I love the mind frame that David Griffin is in. He said he's dealt with clutch before. It's obvious, by the way, in which he's handling business. So, I mean, I don't think the Pelicans could have asked for a better leader, and Gail Benson couldn't have picked a better person than David Griffin, who's now hired, you know, others, which was John Langdon, and of course, Swing Cash, and the director of, player personnel as far as, you know, training is concerned. And they're going to put over $1 million worth of stuff into the training facility. This is all brand new Pelicans. Bring on the baby birds. I'm ready.
10 seconds. More than that, and I'm sure you're going to elaborate a little bit more on Thursday. So if you want to give me 20, Swin Cash, the hiring, I applauded it yesterday. I thought it was incredible. It's progressive. It's forward thinking. I think it sends a terrific message across the league and this country. And it's starting to build an organization where people outside of here are going to go, I want to go work there. So you help recruit brighter minds and opportunity for people to go, that place has given opportunity to people that maybe never had it before. Swin Cash, your thoughts?
Standing ovation for the hire. If Alvin Gentry doesn't work out, wouldn't it be crazy to see Swin Cash and then they hire Becky Hammon? That would just be about as progressive and as forward thinking as you can get for the Pelicans. Oh, by the way, quick note before I get out of here, Gus. Sean Fazan of Fox 8 just tweeted that Cameron Meredith is there but not participating in practice.
Okay, well, there he is. So side work for Cameron Meredith. Still not running with the team, though, Brian. But at least he's alive. We saw him.
Breathing.
Thank you, bud.
Locker hasn't been cleaned out. Take care, dude.
Not just yet. We did send Jordan to go over there. We did send Jordan. No shooting hoops next time you're in that locker room, buddy. We'll see you again later, buddy. Thanks for jumping on. There he goes. 800-998-1003. Dino Hansen wants to chime in on the NBA Finals. We'll get a quick take on that here as well. As the Sports Hangover Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear. More driven.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. If wisdom teeth come in properly and meet the right conditions, they are generally safe to keep. But left unchecked, they can put you at risk for gum disease and damage to adjacent teeth. Some wisdom teeth grow in at such an angle that they never break through the gum, which can lead to tooth decay, cysts, and tumors. These impacted teeth can only be seen on x-rays, so the damage they may cause can go undetected. Some people just don't have enough room for another tooth in their mouth, so their wisdom teeth can affect adjacent teeth when they come in. This can make it difficult to chew, difficult to keep them all clean, and misalign your teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Find a surgeon near you for a complete examination. If your wisdom teeth do need to be removed, the procedure can be done in an office setting with minimal postoperative pain and swelling. Your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Find your local oral and maxillofacial surgeon at myoms.org.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I don't mean to take the focus off tonight, but the NBA just changed. The NBA just changed. Next year, there's teams crawling all over themselves to get Durant. There's going to be this pecking order. There's teams making trades to clear salary cap space. The thought was he was going to be available on the market. The entire NBA just changed tonight.
That's Brian Windhorst, and he says not to take away from tonight. Game 5 goes to the Warriors, 106-105. Toronto with the ball, last-second opportunity for a shot. Kawhi Leonard, double-team, had to get rid of it. Shot at the buzzer, no good, and Golden State is still alive. And we will go to a game 6, still 3-2 in that series. Dino Hansen at Dino Hoops 11. It's the way to follow him over on Twitter. Gonna chime in on this here as well. Before we get to that, Zion Williamson, Dino, in town. He's at the facility right now, having his physical. And also is going to meet with Gail Benson, David Griffin, Alvin Gentry, and have lunch with other team officials as well. So a little lunch for Zion, Dino, and also meeting owner Gail Benson, getting a chance to check out the facility. And I said it. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see him walk outside and see a little bit of Saints practice till 1:15. It wouldn't shock me if you don't see him out there just curiously to go see what it's like and see that picture. But Zion is in town, Dino.
I'm a little scared that if he does go outside of the football field, Sean Payton might try to give him a pair of shoulder pads and helmet and put him over at tight end, as big and strong as Zion is, man. He could have an impact on the football field, you know?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. That is for sure. Look, man, we are now, what, 8 days? Eight days? Yeah, 8 days from the NBA draft. Obviously, we know where the Pels are going to go there. We just got done talking a little bit with Brian in the East a little bit about the KD, situation, also with the AD situation in trade. David Griffin saying, look, I want an all-star player. I want an all-star potential young player, two first-round picks. AD and his camp come out last night and say, that's great. Y'all can do all of that, but unless it's the Knicks and Lakers, that's where I'm signing my long-term deal, so I'll be a one-year rental. So both sides kind of posturing and positioning themselves. What do you make of both sides coming out publicly yesterday, essentially stating their cases?
You know, Gus, I tell you, this is interesting how this whole dynamic has played out. You know, AD for 6.5 seasons was loved in this city, in the Gulf South region, and in the community. And the fact that it has become so cantankerous between AD, his agent representation, and now the Pels overall organization. You remember Mrs. Benson, and before Mr. B passed, I mean, they loved AD, and it was a mutual thing, and then it has totally gone south. But David Griffin is totally right. He is the one that is going to be the lead domino, if you will, in this whole NBA free agency market as to who goes where, what's going to happen. And David Griffin is doing exactly as he should in the sense of playing hardball, in that that's great that, Anthony, you want to go to New York and you want to go to L.A., but we're going to decide what is best for our franchise going forward. And I love the fact that after he tried to convince, which I didn't agree with to begin with, after he tried to convince AD that he should stay here, well, listen, all you teams in the NBA, give me your best offer, give me your best players, and we will talk. If that doesn't work out in Anthony's favor, that's not our concern. His main concern is making sure the Pelicans organization is changing the landscape and the culture and the direction where they go. Clutch Sports and AD, you know, they're really barking up the wrong tree, so to speak, if you will, because although it's worked out for Toronto, remember what happened a year ago when Coach Popovich made it a point to say that I don't care where Kawhi wants to go, we're going to send him where we think it's the best offer. We're going to send him far away. Now, it worked out for Toronto extremely well on that one-year deal. Nobody knew it was going to work out as well as it did. But that's the same situation that's going on right now. But it's very bizarre that it has taken the turn that it has with AD and him not speaking up for himself. And when he did, he caused a lot of friction. Now Clutch Sports wants to be involved after they left him hanging dry, so to speak, if you will. But Griff is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Look out for the Pelicans organization, and that's it.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I was just talking about it with Brian. To talk about somebody that's just kind of made themselves unlikable, my friend. That is kind of what AD sort of done here as well. But, look, at the end of the day, he can choose to play wherever he wants to play, you know. But he's trying to dictate it still. And, you know, look, it is what it is. Again, Zion is in town. Let's just focus on the good news there and hopefully has
exactly
a nice lunch. Where would you take him today? If you got the phone call, Dino, where are we taking him to lunch today?
Oh, my goodness, man. So many choices in New Orleans,
right,
as to where they should go for lunch.
Do I do Commanders? You know what I'm saying? Do I do something like really fancy?
No.
Do I do something like where you're out and about?
No. You take him over on Banks and Jeff Davis Parkway. Kendra, this is my lady, told me.
Uh-huh.
I forgot this all of a sudden for some reason. Take him to Neal's on Jeff Davis Parkway and Banks. When I tell you,
okay,
he will be ready to be ingratiated in the culture that is New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He will probably add about a good 20 pounds while he's there as well, because the food is literally off the charts. And you know, you and I've talked about this before. I'm not a foodie. She is a foodie. Bro,
okay,
he took me there once before, and let me just tell you, Goose, it's all I rave and talk about on a regular basis. So take him to Neal's. Not trying to, Not that I have a deal with Neal or anything, but if they are listening, I will gladly continue to be their taste tester.
You'll gladly be a spokesperson. I understand.
Gladly.
I understand.
You know,
all right,
Gus,
so
you're right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we just
is, uh-huh, No, I was just going to say, okay. but that's definitely the focus, is Zion right now in the direction of the Pels going where they need to be. You brought in, you are making fantastic executive-level moves up front right now. You also brought in Swin Cash. You know, you talking about a WNBA champion, an Olympic gold medalist. You're talking about somebody who is changing the landscape, and that speaks very high of the Pelicans also to bring in a woman to the front office. You know, we're leading the pack, if you will, in the NBA now.
Yeah, no doubt, my friend. Your thoughts on the Kevin Durant injury yesterday?
Ooh, man. Just that is extremely difficult in that, it's one of those situations where you hate to see. And you know, in 2015, I went through the exact same thing with my Achilles, and I told you, and I stand vehemently by this. From day one, I felt like it was his Achilles the first time. It was never a calf injury, Gus. I've always said that, and I will continue to stick with that. And it was a bad calf. It was a bad Achilles strain, but it wasn't a calf strain. He came back too soon. But I saw Charles Barkley earlier wanting to blame the Warriors organization as if KD didn't have any say-so in his return. But I posted something a little while ago also. Here's the narrative. If KD wouldn't have played last night, the national media would have said he doesn't have heart, he doesn't love his teammates, he's already out the door. But now that he played, it's the complete same media who are saying, well, you know what? He shouldn't have played. This is what happens. The organization sold him out. You know, he played because he loves the game of basketball. How much have you and I done things and talked about this forever? Bro, if God was to come down right now and say, Dino, I will give you one more year of playing pro basketball, but I will have to cut your leg off when it's done, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play ball because it's what you love. It's not as if Kevin Durant didn't have any input in this. He wanted to be out there with his teammates because there is nothing like playing with your team in a sport that you love. It's unfortunate that the situation happened. They were doing everything that they can. Treatment, the icing, the massages. But here's the bad part about that. With an Achilles rupture, you're still exercising that tendon. People are talking about the way his calf looked. When it detaches, that Achilles detaches, that tendon attaches, that blood is going to expand and shoot up in his calf, and that's exactly what you're seeing. And you know, I'm speaking from experience having gone through it. You can't recover from something in a month that is your Achilles with ice, with massaging, right, with treatment. It's impossible. You're going to have the surgery, like it or not. Now, here's the great thing for Kevin Durant going forward. You can't compare him to Boogie because Boogie was never a high riser or played above the rim to begin with. But Rudy Gay is someone that you can look at to say, hey, he had his Achilles blown out and he was able to come back for the San Antonio Spurs. It's a little difficult for Kobe because Kobe was up in age. So there are some things that are working for Kevin Durant in his favor, being that he is younger, but taking that entire year off is going to be crucial. But it was a very tough goal, man.
It was tough, no doubt. I know you suffered through it, so you wanted to give your thoughts on it because you've actually gone through it. You know how difficult that is. Dino Hanson at Dino Hoops 11 is going to follow over on Twitter. Thanks, bud. We'll touch base again here soon, right before the draft, maybe on draft night next week.
Sounds good, brother. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Here he goes. Quick break. We'll come back to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798 7788 Don Lane Construction.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Hey, big guy, you tired of the runaround? You know, going from store to store, never finding your size? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. They are the one-stop shop for men's big and tall clothing, period. And at DXL, you don't have to be all hoity-toity to have a personal stylist. Their fit experts will help you find great styles in your size. It couldn't be easier. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Saints minicamp day number one going on right now. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Pass breakup of Cyril Grayson. Center Eric McCoy entrenched with the ones right now, according to Larry Holder of The Athletic. Travis, I blame you wholeheartedly for the report from Clutch yesterday. You got about a minute and a half before at the top of the hour. It's all yours. Go.
Yes, sir. I first just wanted to issue an apology to you and your listeners for actually saying yesterday Paul Gasol should set a hard pick on him and then Katie got hurt. I felt really, really bad about that. I honestly did. I mean, I don't like KD as much as you like Clutch Sports, but I never wanted that to happen. And the second thing I wanted to say, Gus, if you get a chance on the break, if you I'm kind of tagging off of what Dino said, if you watch his first injury, he never reaches for his calf. It was always he reached directly for his ankle, and he couldn't put weight on it. And I've never seen a calf strain lead to a torn Achilles.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, there's part of me that looks at that, and I wonder, Travis, if the doctor's like, look, it's not going to, Rachel Nichols says the doctors told him it can't get hurt worse. I think it was slightly torn in the work, because you know what? I mentioned this morning, I was a guest on another show. Look at his reaction. He didn't slam the floor. He didn't curse. He didn't say, I told you. He just got up and walked off. He knew it was going to happen.
He just knew. Yeah, he knew. He knew. He looked right over to the bench like, guys, I did.
Yep, he said, come get me.
I think it was one of those Sean Payton situations. You know, Sean never releases the full injury and what's going on. I think they were saying calf strain, but, I mean, calf strain takes 2 to 4 weeks at top, and they were saying 6 weeks from the beginning. So they knew what it was, and we kind of should have known as well. But I definitely wanted to apologize to the listeners for that.
No, hurry. How long did you take to work up that report? Lakers, Knicks only for AD.
I called LeBron.
There you go. Okay, I knew you had him on your number, man. I knew. I'll talk to you next week, Travis. In studio, we're gonna get you in studio next week. You can still call the rest of the week, but in studio next week. I want you in next week. All right, my friend.
Yes,
top
sir.
Of the hour. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Kenny Farrell up next to preview USA taking on Thailand in a matter of minutes in the Women's World Cup. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. Baby.